Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. Well, this is actually the June-July episode of the great new series, Between the Covers, brought to you by Westchester Magazine. And I'm always thrilled to have the executive director of 914 Inc. Magazine, the quintessential everything Westchester, in beautiful, bright color form within its pages. Amy Partridge, thank you so much for being here for this summer episode of Between the Covers.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's an exciting time, I would say, for the whole country, for the whole world. Many states and places getting back to work and businesses coming back to life after what has been such a difficult year. And so for a lot of people, their careers, the future of their work life is really, for some, it's in question. Others were able to sail through the pandemic, but there is a lot happening in terms of business in Westchester. And the magazine this month is really highlighting so much about that. And in Westchester itself, to do business here, there are a lot of key people to know. And so I just loved that you did a highlight this issue about the 25 people. It's called The List, the 25 people you need to know to do business in Westchester. So, Amy, yeah. Really important topic. And tell us about these 25 people. How were they chosen? And who are they in terms of economy and workforce in Westchester?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So we actually have 28. So we want to make sure that we get the number.
28. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We have 25 entities, but some of them have more than one person. So it's technically 28. But anyway, I think, yes, you hit it right there. The idea was to kind of, you know, there are certain names that you just kind of have to know to do business here in Westchester. And we kind of had the idea to give maybe like a truncated little black book version of some of our, you know, most influential heavy hitters. And then specifically the people who have kind of a track record of working with and for the betterment of other area businesses. You know, so these are people who are connectors, who wield a lot of power, but they're using it for the promotion, you know, of overall Westchester business. And choosing them was, you know, an editorial decision. This wasn't a contest or anything like that. It's just
right.
Us being kind of out and around this year being in and around and, you know, knowing who's who and, you know, talking about it. Obviously we had a little bit of back and forth and knowing that anyone that we didn't put on the list, you know, maybe a little miffed and it doesn't mean that they're not powerful and important people as well, but, you know, we kind of focused on this core list. And I'm happy to highlight a few people.
Please do. And, you know, the criteria and then also obviously the people themselves and why they were selected.
Sure. Yeah. So again, like I said, we wanted to just really kind of make sure that we had a broad number of different sectors represented. And so pick maybe one or two from those key areas that really, you know, move business here in Westchester. And so we have people like Marcia Borden, who is, you know, the penultimate connector of everyone in Westchester. And literally, I think she may be the most responsive woman on the planet. I swear. You send her an email and she replies like in 30 seconds. I'm not really sure how she does it. But, you know, 20 years at the head of the Business Council of Westchester, you know, she knows everyone. So she's kind of, if you don't know Marcia, you know, you really just have to be her.
Absolutely. And the BCW itself as an entity.
Yes.
Such an important.
So important. And, you know, it was hard this year, obviously, without all of the in-person events, but the BCW and also the WCA, you know, and we tried also to be a facilitator, really did a great job of still making sure that there were virtual networking, you know, opportunities, lunch and learns, and a lot of webinars so that the community could still kind of, you know, stay together and stay active. So that was important for us also. We have also, I'd like to highlight the mayors of the three largest towns, you know, where so much downtown, or largest cities, I should say, excuse me, where so much of the downtown revitalization is going on and has been going on for a while. All the mixed use projects and luxury lofts going up and, you know, those bring in tons of jobs. They work a lot with local businesses as partners. So we have Noam Branson in New Rochelle, Mayor Tom Roach in White Plains, and Mike Spano in Yonkers. That's trifecta of mayors. You yes. can't argue with them being on the list. We have Andrea Stewart Cousins, of course. She's the largest political player, you know, not just in Westchester, but in the whole state.
Absolutely.
And she's a Westchester resident, a Yonkers woman, and a huge champion of the county business community. She's very accessible, considering the power that she has and the role that she plays in the state.
Yes.
At large, she's at tons of events in Westchester, just a lovely person as well. So she's
absolutely, yes,
very good to have her on. Yeah. Who else? And we have, some other key players like John Tolomer, who runs the Westchester Bank, which has been such a strong lender for community businesses. And again, with the idea being if you're trying to grow a business here in Westchester, who are the people you need to know? Someone like John Tolomer is a great contact. He's really also very accessible,
yes,
and very devoted to, helping businesses grow. We have County Executive Latimer, of course, for obvious reasons. You have to know him. He also is such a great guy and such a easy person to connect with and talk with. He makes himself very accessible to business people, as well as his right hand. Well, he has a few right hand women, lots of women in his organization, which is so nice. We selected Bridget Gibbons for her role in economic development, which obviously is huge for businesses. And Janet Langsam from Arts Westchester. If you're any kind of an artist or creative entrepreneur here in town, you have to know Janet. And then, we have some newer names as well. Heidi Davidson, we talked about for the BCW. She's the new chair there and also a well-known business owner. She's starting to really become a key player on the scene as well. And so, yeah, we have 28 in total. It's a great list.
Yes. And, it's diverse. It's yeah. People that very familiar faces and others that look maybe new to, the workforce at large.
Yes.
So right now, Amy, what would you say in terms of the businesses that are really starting to move forward again? Is there any particular group that seems to be, really starting to need people to join their workforce again, maybe that had a little bit of a slowdown during the pandemic and now they're coming back into their own again? And what kind of businesses can we see sort of delineated here on this list?
Sure. I mean, I think with the list particularly, we tried to kind of do a cross-section of all the businesses. And, obviously certain sectors really struggled during the pandemic or not that they struggled as much, well, they did, but, were very hard hit. But also showed a lot of resilience. So, if you take the restaurant industry, obviously, that's a story that everyone knows. Restaurants were shut and had to pivot to takeout. And so, obviously they had a really hard hit to their bottom lines. A lot of staffing issues that are going on now, a lot of labor shortages in the restaurant industry, people who did not want to come back to work in that industry. But, they're very innovative. And actually we have Louis Lanza on the list, and he's, pretty much, well, he owns like half of Peekskill, I think at this point. And, a lot of restaurant businesses. And, I think people like him, they're optimistic about the industry's ability to recover because, restaurants are obviously popular here in Westchester, and they've shown that they know how to be innovative and they know how to pivot and they know how to produce alternate revenue lines and come up with new ways of keeping the businesses running. So I think those sectors are hard hit, but they're coming back, and everyone is happy to support them. I think maybe one of the silver linings of the pandemic is people realizing how important it is to support local businesses and, shop local and to eat local. And so we feel pretty confident about that.
Absolutely. What about the corporate aspect of Westchester, obviously, with its Fortune 500 companies and the Platinum Mile there and White Plains and everything? What about those types of companies? Are they physically coming back into their offices? Have you noticed a trend? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I'm wondering. I think it remains to be seen exactly how that's all going to shake out. And I think it's, I'm not sure there's one trend overall yet that we could identify. I think it's, kind of going company by company. People are sort of coming back to the office slowly. Companies are doing a lot of different things. And I think they're realizing that they need to be more flexible in order to cater to the needs of employees. Obviously with the schools, moving from hybrid models, looks like into full-time in-person, pretty significantly across the board by September. What I am hearing from people is I do think that employees will start to be expected to come back to the office more, by the fall. But I think overall, they're being flexible and they're kind of reaching out to their workforces to see what works for them. Some of them may be doing a hybrid model where, you know, you'll be in the office a few days, but have more flexibility to be home. I think it kind of depends on the company and the culture and what the executives decide.
Absolutely. And then how about manufacturing in some of places in our state, especially I'm thinking, you know, where there's factories that were slowed down. I mean, right now it's hard to get goods. If you're renovating your house or anything, it's across the country. And I'm just wondering, are manufacturing jobs coming back to Westchester in full force that you know of?
Yeah, I mean, so many shortages. It's interesting that you mentioned that. I think that whole focus on the supply chain and on manufacturing and where things are coming from and how they get there is something that is top of mind, you know, from the results of the pandemic. It's like a lesson in basic supply demand, you know, right out of the textbook, what happens when you shut down supply and then you increase it again. Westchester's manufacturing sector is good, is strong. Advanced manufacturing is actually one of the industries that the county is really counting on and working to promote, which I know we're going to get into our supplement that we have this year in this issue called Skills. And we partnered with the county on that. And indeed, advanced manufacturing is one of the sectors that we're very, bullish on here in Westchester. They offer high paying jobs. You know, there's great career growth and stability there. And, you know, a lot of products and industries that need to be, fulfilled right here in the county.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this supplement that's in the magazine this month, which is really dynamic, beautiful, as 914 Inc. always does. It presents these magazines are just, it makes you not remember that so many things have gone online these days, magazines and such, because Westchester Magazine is just so beautiful. And so it's just such a joy to read.
Thank you.
You have a supplement that is about job skills, and it's going to be very a helpful resource. It's actually, you can take it out of the magazine, right?
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is delineated there for people who might be interested in kind of maybe rethinking their career steps? And I heard that a lot of people are kind of training now for vocational type of positions, yeah, that maybe they hadn't thought of before. Is, yeah, that help? Do you have that in the Skills pullout?
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely correct about that. And so Skills, it's the inaugural issue that we're doing, and it is within this issue, but it comes out, you know, on its own, and we are circulating it separately as well. Our company is Today Media, and we partnered with the county's economic development office, the Catalyst, and they helped us a little bit, you know, with the content, and we really did reach out to a lot of industrial people, to kind of hear and get a feel for what's going on in there. And you know, the overwhelming consensus is that the timing is really right. The timing is right to look at what's needed in workforce development now. And as I mentioned, the focus is on growing industries, like we talked about, advanced manufacturing, healthcare, financial services, technology, the construction trades. You know, these are essential areas that really prove themselves, you know, to be as such during the pandemic. They're growing, and they have sometimes traditionally been overlooked, right? So, the emphasis on a four-year degree is hugely important for many, many people in many careers, but it's not necessarily the best fit for everyone. And I think, you know, that movement away from, like you mentioned, vocational training and apprenticeships and, you know, getting into the trades, we're seeing a resonance on that, again now.
Absolutely.
And so Skills really is kind of all about connecting job seekers with employers that have these positions that need to be filled, closing that gap in some of those middle skills jobs. That's a key phrase that, you know, people are talking about a lot here in the county. We wanted to kind of increase the focus on the scenarios and let it be known out there that there are a lot of career opportunities in these trades and in these technical positions that job seekers may not be aware of. Yeah. So we segmented the content in Skills to focus on three different areas. So part of it is for employers, the other part for job seekers, and then the third part for students. And again, that idea was to kind of form some synergy around the idea that there are these in-demand, you know, high-paying jobs that are a great alternative path for building a successful career, and that these are, you know, areas and industries where they need people, they need jobs. They have jobs that need to be filled. and they play an important role in the county. And so the content, you know, again, the idea was to bring them all together, and we were getting great feedback so far. And I think it's a really successful and important project, and I'm really proud of it.
Where can people get their hands on a physical copy of the skills pullout section in 914 Inc. besides the magazine? You said you have it sort of as a standalone as well in the magazine.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in the issue is the easiest way, but we have printed separate copies that we have plans to distribute at some of the schools, some of the area high schools. Some of the employers are looking for extra copies, that way. But for a regular average reader, getting it right in the issue is probably the best way. And then all of the content is online as well.
You know, the stigma, you're right, that used to be with if you didn't go to college and you just somehow did a trade or something, right. How that has pivoted, really, and people of all, echelons of education and everything are thinking very differently about that now. Just high paying, good jobs that require skills, like the name of the pullout in the magazine. It's very important. It's interesting. I actually have an IT guy, and this is going to sound funny to you, but when I started using him during the pandemic, I thought when I hired him, he was an adult. He's actually a 14-year-old at the time at New Rochelle High School.
Oh, wow.
We've worked together all year long. He just finished doing my website. And I said to him, I said, you're going to have a hard time figuring out what to do in college with all your skill set and already your business experience, because, I pay him what he asks for because he's that good. And he said, not 100% sure I'm going to college. Now, this is a genius kid, but this is how this new demographic is kind of thinking. And it's very interesting. So
it sounds like he needs to sign up for our Wonderkins feature.
Oh, I'd like, absolutely. I would love to. Ben Feinblum, he's just been an incredible resource for me. But I think this, speaking of resources, 914 Inc. is the magazine. I'm speaking with the executive director of the great magazine that is also, it's so helpful. It's a great resource. And the skills supplement piece of the magazine is just an example of how 914 Inc. is so plugged in to Westchester and specifically this area that people can trust the information in there. I go to it for everything, whether it's recommendations on restaurants or like this, new businesses and new ideas and just the trends. You see the trends of what are happening from a really bird's eye view that you do it macro and micro. And it's just a fantastic resource in our area. We're so lucky to have 914 Inc. And you at the helm, Amy Partridge, you really plugged in to this community, to this wonderful, wonderful Westchester County. And I'm grateful for that. Like, we need it.
Yeah, we do. And I think, again, everybody's feeling hopeful again, and we're kind of coming back to light after this long period of darkness. And, our business community is really strong and really resilient. And I think people are really, committed and dedicated to succeeding here in the county. And, we're happy to play a role in promoting the businesses that are here.
Absolutely. And we gained a lot of new neighbors that came from Manhattan.
That's true.
Bought in Westchester and are looking to work there as well. So we've got a wonderful new influx of people as well. And I just want to add also, there's a great, and only because I'm a woman of the arts and I worked at the Emmeline Theater in Mamaroneck up until the pandemic for years and years. And I personally love to know what's happening with our art scene. And you have a great article in there about getting back into the theater and such.
Yeah, we do. We have a department called The Recovery that we've done for a couple of issues now. We started it, and it's the idea is to look at a different sector in each issue and find out exactly that. How are they recovering from the pandemic? So we have the arts and entertainment sector covered in this issue. And, they were one of those ones we talked before about who was hard hit. One of the quotes from the article, and I apologize, I forget exactly who said it, but was, you didn't want to be in the in-person entertainment business during a pandemic. It's like one of the worst places that you can be. Yes. But again, they pivoted, and through virtual cinema and virtual, museum tours and things, were able to keep some of their business. A lot of the arts and cultural institutions here have such strong backing and support that people were still, being philanthropic and donating. And so they were able to remain afloat, and they're all very, energetically, enthusiastically planning summer and fall schedules so that people can get back out there and, go to shows and concerts and go to museums. And, again, we encourage everybody to think locally and not to skip New York City altogether, but, you know, get your culture fix here in the county. They're back and open for business and excited.
Absolutely. We're so fortunate to be so close to the city and have that high caliber of talent that always finds its way to Westchester. Well, thank you so very much, Amy Partridge, Executive Director of 914 Inc. Magazine, Westchester Magazine's. For anyone who lives in the county, it's a must-have, 914 Inc. And also get your supplement called Skills in this June-July issue. Going to be an amazing resource for families all through Westchester and the workforce as well. Thank you again for being on Between the Covers, another great episode. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Laura Smith from Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.